Athletes, share highlights, earn Bite Bucks on registration and every minute play. Because on Discover Sport, every athlete gets a stage and every fan gets rewarded. Download Discover Sport now, free on iOS, Android, and web. DiscoverSport.com, the app that gives back.
A home is more than bricks and mortar. It's dignity. It's legacy. It's the heart of every community. From informal settlement upgrades and title deeds to housing subsidies, roads, lights, and water, Human Settlements is delivering more than homes. We're building safer, serviced, stronger communities. Want to know more about how you can benefit? Visit www.dhs.gov.za or follow DHS on social media platforms. Together, we're building a South Africa where everyone belongs. The Department of Human Settlements, shaping the future.
Every January, we make the same promises. Spend a little less, be a little smarter, and sort out the things we put off last year. Combine your home, car, and valuables and save up to 25% on your premiums. And if Santam can't beat your current premium, you'll get a 500 Rand Takealot voucher. Start the year on a positive note by calling 0860-444-444 or get covered online in minutes. T's and C's apply. Santam, this is freedom. Santam is an authorized FSP, a licensed non-life insurer and controlling company for its group companies.
Kick off to glory with Hollywood Bets and Aziz Shegeh. Be in the game. Go full speed ahead with the epic competition. You stand to win a share of 4 million rand in cash and prizes, including an all-new Toyota Corolla Cross. Bet 10 rand or more on any soccer fixture or fixtures online or at your nearest branch. Live life in the fast lane. Bet now on the thrill. Hollywood Sportsbook is a licensed betting operator. No persons under the age of 18 years are permitted to gamble. Winners know when to stop. South African Responsible Gambling Foundation, toll-free counseling line 0800-006-008. Or you can WhatsApp help to 076-675-0710.
Top Sport with Michael Abramson on SAFM.
All right, let's talk about local cricket, if I can call it local cricket. It's happening in South Africa, but there's so many internationals playing six quality sides doing the business against one another. Kevin, just to look at the matches so far, when we spoke during that opening match of the tournament, Durban against Cape Town, a few days ago, and you suggested, and I agreed with you, that those were the two sides with the strongest batting lineups. The Durban side has gone very much off the boil. They've lost two and had one match rained out since then. And MI Cape Town look as if they could be on their way to victory tonight as things stand, 78 for one in the ninth. They've been given a very good start, but they haven't pulled up any trees either. It's been the Joburg franchise that has been doing the business.
That's correct. Like we also stated last time, is cricket is not won on paper.
Yes.
It's won with a full team effort, and the Joburg Super Kings have been exceptional. Everyone thought that they would be the weakest team, a very young team, but they've been unbelievable in their three games. They've held their nerve, and Fuss leadership has created a real team vibe over there.
Just talk to me about the action last night at the Bullring. I was following it on text messages because obviously coming home after the show, I was keeping an eye on that match, and it ebbed and flowed, and the win percentage was changing after literally every ball. And it came down to the final ball in the 20 overs, the Durban side needing one run to win off one ball, and excellent work by the Joburg wicketkeeper to effect the run out, take the game to our first ever super over in this competition. And the Durban Super Giants just falling apart in that super over, and Joburg Super Kings holding their nerve to win. Just tell me about the atmosphere and what that was like.
Unbelievable atmosphere. Got there, Wanderers was packed. They stopped the crowd from quite a distance, so people had to walk quite a far way to the Wanderers, I think, for security reasons. Streams and streams of people were getting there 2 hours before the game. It was packed when you got in there. And you're correct, probably one of the best T20 matches in the last couple of years. Fuss and de Villiers got off to an incredible start for JSK. Then all of a sudden, Noor Ahmed and the spinners pulled it back. Harmer pulled it back for DSG. And they were crawling along before Donovan Ferreira came in there and smacked 31 in 10 balls, hit the ball out of the ground, set a target just over 200. DSG started quite slowly. Butler failed, unfortunately, after looking excellent. looked like the match was over. Evan Jones came in and blasted the ball all over the place after class and hit two out of the ground as well and into the flats. And then it looked like, once again, the game was over until five balls to go. And Ethan Bosch was hitting a six. And like you said, they needed literally only one run off the last ball to win it. And Ferreira, once again, after taking the gloves off, bowling four overs, getting the vital wicket of class and got the important run off of the last ball. So a match had really swung from one direction to the other. And I don't think the umpiring decisions helped either, not to mention that how long it took for those decisions. But that was all part of the drama.
The match took in total, I think, close to 4.5 hours to be completed. Just quickly, before we say goodbye to you tonight, any standout team for you? You've mentioned the Joburg Super Kings. They're in action tomorrow against the Sunrisers Eastern Cape at DP World Wanderers in a match starting at 1 o'clock. But other than them, currently top of the table, any team that's really stood out for you? Or do you think it's literally a situation of anybody being able to beat anybody?
I think the interesting thing that happened this year is last year we saw 74%, there were 27 games, 74% of the home teams won the games, 20 out of 27. This year, only 25% of the matches have gone to the home team, which is quite interesting and a change. We're also going to see a lot of players coming in now with the conclusion of the ILT, which is in the Middle East. Andre Russell will be joining the Capitals. They lost today, so he'll be coming to South Africa tomorrow. Jordan Cox is already on his way and might play tomorrow. Nareen is coming for DSG. So we're going to see a lot of teams getting a lot more stronger. JSK themselves are getting Vince and Warrell. So it's going to change with some players also leaving. So don't back the Capitals out yet. Don't think the Capitals are out, even though they had a slow start. And my money's still on MI Cape Town and Durban. I think at the end of the day, when it comes to the vital games, they might just have too much strength for the rest of the teams.
Kevin, always a pleasure to chat to you. Thanks so much for your first interview of many we'll no doubt have in 2026. Thanks so much again. Enjoy the weekend of sport.
Thank you so much, and to you and your listeners as well.
Top Sport with Michael Abramson on SAFM.